Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Looking for resources and services related to vision loss? The trained staff of the American Printing House for the Blind Connect Center Information and Referral Line are here to help. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit our website, aphconnectcenter.org, to access our community calendar, our directory of services, as well as our websites. The APH Connect Center, providing resources to guide children, parents, adults, and job seekers who are blind or visually impaired to greater independence and success in their lives. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit aphconnectcenter.org for more information.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionserve.org/join-vision-serve.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
Ain't lost, no man is found.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome to your show. That's right. Welcome to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome. We have a great show for you tonight. That's right. We're live from Orlando, Florida, where it's nice and hot. And listen, you in that car, don't turn that dial. You wonder what this show's about? Well, this is the show that we say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. Before we get started, let me introduce you to the players from Orlando, Florida. To my left, my beautiful, and I mean beautiful wife, Lynn Golder, co-host Lynn Golder.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the July 25th edition of, you know, the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Glad you're with us.
And all the way from Fern Park,
yeah.
Orlando, Florida. His name is the only one you can think of. That's right, the only one you can think of, Big Dave. Big Dave Hildebrandt, co-host from Fern Rock. David, you there?
Parts unknown, weight unknown. I'm here, Michael. Lynn, good evening all. It's great to be back. I missed everybody, and I'm excited to get the show going.
There you go. And all the way into the studios of the, well, what can I say? The studios in Orlando, Florida. The one, the only, he's a producer, he's the engineer, and he's the one running the show from, well, the Spectrum Studios. We have the one, the only, Chris Shaw.
Hey, what's going down in the town? How you living? How you doing?
Missing the beach for you.
There we go. Well, we're all aboard. Now we got some shout-outs to do. The first one I got to do is my brother. That's right. He's 5 years older than me. His big birthday. That's right.
Oh, happy birthday, bro.
Yeah, I'm 25 and he's 29.
I know your brother.
Yeah, my brother.
That's the ice cream man.
He's a yogurt man. Yogurt.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. That's really, there's a big difference.
If you ever go down to Las Olas in Fort Lauderdale, say you heard of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Yogurt your way.
Yogurt your way. Yep. My brother Barry Golder, his birthday was yesterday.
Happy birthday, Barry.
And next, I got to talk about I'm hoping someday she'll be my daughter-in-law. Not yet. I got to get my son to say something ready to her. That's the show moving while I'm still alive. They've only been going like 15 years.
10.
Yeah. My goodness. Anyway, it's her birthday, too. The lovely, and I mean beautiful, Iris Caesar. Happy birthday, Iris.
Happy birthday, Iris, tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Iris.
So my two family members, she's very lovely. My two family members, my brother, Barry Golder, and Iris Caesar. And
Charles.
Well, his birthday's not until tomorrow.
Right.
Oh, can I say Brooks. Charles Brooks. Charles Brooks, also part of the family. Wish you happy birthday, Charles.
If you're listening, Charles, call in.
Yeah, it would be nice to call in.
Yeah.
Okay, Charles, you can call in and say hello.
Today's your birthday.
Okay, yeah. I have a couple of shout-outs. I'd like to give a shout-out to Cindy Hollis, and Cindy is the membership coordinator at ACB. Happy birthday, Cindy. Today is your day. And I'd like to give a congratulations to our great niece, Brittany, and Dan, her husband, Dan, on the new news. Number two is coming soon. So, and Emma's going to be a big sister. Congratulations to you.
And we're still waiting to hear.
That's right.
We're still waiting. Nothing to report yet. We're still waiting to hear from our man, Peter, in Colorado. We're waiting for good news. We can't say anything about congratulations yet because we haven't heard anything.
But we know they were in the hospital.
We know we're in the hospital there, but they still might be giving birth, so we haven't heard anything yet.
Peter and Nikita.
Yep.
Peter with Spectrum.
Yep.
Peter
Kuchiabi from
manager. I wasn't even bringing that. I just want to talk as friends right now. Business, talking about friends.
People
Peter.
Might say Peter who. So that's
Peter who. They know Peter. Everybody knows Peter.
And David has some shout-outs.
David, Let's do your shout-outs.
Well, I've got a few to start off with anyway. I certainly want to give a shout-out to my dear friend Neville, my neighbor who right now is having a little bit of rehab, and he'll be home before you know it. And so we miss him, and it'll be great to have him back. But he's able to listen there from his place, so that's awesome. And wishing him the very, very best, because he's a big fan of the show. And also shout out to Marcy and Terry and Quinn the Eskimo and anyone else I might have forgotten. What do you say, Chris? Anyone?
You got any shout out, Chris?
Yeah, I'm just giving a shout out to you, and definitely to you for all that you do.
Me?
How you to you? Yes, to you, Dave.
Wow.
To you, Lynn.
Thanks.
And to you, Mike, for all that you do and how you always include everybody. You don't just include here and there. You include everybody. So my shout out is to you for a job well done and for you guys to keep up the great work. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you.
It means a lot to hear from people like yourself about the show. It was good. Yep. Yeah.
You know, even if you have to lie, Chris, it's worth it.
Listen, folks, I want to address something very important. I always tell you, when I started this radio show 6 years ago, why? But let me tell you something. We start talking about folks and people that are visually impaired and blind. I have to tell you something very important. In today's world, and I mean today's world, where everybody's upset about something going on, and I don't care what it is, everybody's uptight with everybody. But there's something very important with the blind community and visually impaired. And I'll tell you what that is. And if you have anything to say, call us and discuss it. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. When you are visually impaired and blind, you know one fact remains. We are not, and I have to say this very strong, I'll repeat this a couple times for those who don't understand. We are not prejudiced. We may be prejudiced towards stupidity. We may be prejudiced towards things, but we're not prejudiced towards religion or color or anything else. Doesn't make a difference what you are, because when you can't see out of your eyes, what do you look for then? You look for the human being, the person themselves. Is that right?
Well, that's what it should be anyway, for sure.
Well.
I would tend to say that is the way it is most of the time, but I will talk about today. There, I have heard of instances where people with like low vision have actually been picked on or prejudiced against people that couldn't see in schools, like deaf and blind.
You're talking kids.
Well, yeah, even teenagers, you know, but. It is strange though. You would think that something like that wouldn't happen.
All I know is one thing. If it's all about your eyes and you can't see them, well, then normally you can't be prejudiced, because the point is, what are you prejudiced against? Yourself? Because the point being is very simple. Most people are prejudiced usually with the eyes. If you have any agreement or disagreement, call them, discuss it. 407-894-1680. Most people are prejudiced because they have eyesight and they can see. They see color. They see nationality. They see God knows what. Usually, it's because of the eyes.
It's true. They have that first impression, whatever it is, of what you look like and what they feel that is symbolic of. So, blind people get first impressions as well, but from different things. We might get an impression by, that person smells a little funny.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Maybe you'll call in 407-894-1680. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, so you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Central, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Living with diabetes can be exhausting, especially when trying to find accurate information and community support. The Diabetes app is looking to change that. The Diabetes app is a free social media platform where people living with diabetes or caring for someone with diabetes can find the community support they need while accessing professional information. Users can access the platform both online and on their phones, giving users the ability to access resources wherever, whenever. With the Diabetes app, resources such as podcasts, live streams, articles, and recipes become easily accessible. Download the Diabetes app today through the Blind and Beyond website under Sponsors, or find us on the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and at www.thediabetesapp.com. We cannot wait to show you around.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
If you think that you might be borderline diabetic, listen to this. Many of us experience sugar highs and lows that disrupt our energy and mood and make it difficult to stick to a healthy diet. Upgrades Control Glucose contains a proprietary blend of the medicinal herb Salacia and stabilized chromium. Salacia has been clinically shown to lower blood sugar levels after the first dose, and with regular use, has significantly improved A1C levels and insulin action. Find out more at upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID, and get 20% off with the code RADIO20.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
We are back. We are back. We're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome. 407-894-1680. That's the phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do. Right now, we have a caller on the line. The birthday boy tomorrow. Charles Brooks, are you there? It's your birthday boy, Charles Brooks.
I am here. Hello.
How you doing, you? Birthday boy?
Happy birthday, Charles.
Happy birthday.
Thank
tomorrow,
you,
Charles.
Thank you.
Good to hear your voice. You sounded good, man.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's good to be heard. How's everything going?
Good.
Okay.
Any big celebrations for your birthday?
No, just going out with my daughter for lunch, and that's it.
Well, this should be nice, though.
Yeah.
How's it going? Coming along?
She's hanging in there, so that's about all I can
say. She's hanging in there?
Yeah.
Well, so happy that you called in.
Glad you're out there listening.
And again, happy birthday, Charles.
Great to hear you, man. Hope you celebrate properly.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling on, Seth.
Thank you.
Right now, we have to go to our guest.
That's right.
Right now, Lynn.
That's right. It's my turn to say welcome back to Lori Staff. And for those of you who don't know, Lori is the president and CEO at Keystone Association for the Blind up in Pennsylvania. Welcome back, Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Thanks for having me. Well, we're glad to have you. Yes.
Yes, welcome back.
So tell us.
Tell us about Keystone in Pennsylvania, because you're all over the state, so we'd like to hear. We need to hear about jobs, more and more about jobs.
Well, that's the one thing we definitely have a lot of. Keystone Blind Association, we are across the state in Pennsylvania. We actually have a group of seven total organizations. We have a management company and then six organizations that we manage. They're all agencies for the blind, visually impaired, and disabled. And we have a two-part mission. Our mission is to empower, educate, and employ individuals with vision loss or other disabilities. And we have two parts to our mission. One part is on the human services side, where we provide actual programming for the blind, which includes preschool vision screenings. We have a low vision clinic where we have a physician that comes in from Allegheny General to see patients in our low vision clinic. We have orientation and mobility therapy. We also have specialized services where we do transportation with sighted guide, and we'll take individuals to do their grocery shopping, to help them with their banking, or take them to their doctor's appointments or fill out medical forms, mail reading. We also have an access technology department, which will help individuals who are blind or visually impaired learn how to use access technology devices such as an iPad, an iPhone, an Android, or any type of software that they may need to be able to retain their job, such as Zoom Text or JAWS. The other part of our mission is to not only help them with their services side of things that they need, but also to help provide them with employment opportunities so that they can maintain their independence in their home. And we specifically do cater to individuals who are blind and visually impaired, but we also have jobs for other individuals who have any other type of disability. And we do everything from lawn and landscape maintenance to snow removal to janitorial. We have some photo ID centers that we do the driver's license pictures. And we also have a government contract to run a mailroom as well, which is one of the jobs that we are actually actively recruiting individuals for. So we got a little bit of everything.
Lori, if I may ask you, do you all the training for people? I'm sure some people come in with experience, but for those without, do you provide training for a lot of these positions?
Yes, we do provide training for the mailroom that we're currently seeking individuals for. We do all the training on site. There's actually a $1,500 sign-on bonus for anybody that's interested. We also do pay a stipend to help individuals relocate. We'll help relocate them as far as their moving expenses, helping them get set up in an apartment. And then our services department also helps those individuals out so they're not, you know, left there trying to flounder by themselves.
Lori, I have to interrupt you. I don't think people have overheard what you said just now. I think it's very important to go over what you just said, because
I'm sitting here going, wow.
I think people did not hear what you said. Let's start off with this. First, you can relocate them to your place.
Yes.
Second of all, you give $1,500. Am I getting all that? A signing bonus, $1,500, and you relocate them too?
And
help them and find them an apartment too? All this you do?
Yep.
No kidding.
Yes, we do.
That's it.
Yep, and these jobs are specifically for individuals who are legally blind. We do have some individuals who are totally blind on the contract. We have filled all of those positions, but we do have still three or four positions available for individuals who are legally blind, and we do relocate. So, plus the sign-on bonus.
Give the locations, Lori, so people get an idea where how spread out you are all over
Pennsylvania. You're all over the state in Pennsylvania.
We are all over the state. We have quite a few locations. I would say we probably have about 30 locations on the western side of the state, anywhere from down around Pittsburgh all the way up north to Erie. And then we are also located, we have probably about 35 contracts on the eastern side of the state, all the way from Chester and Montgomery County all the way up north to Scranton. So we're pretty much all over the left and the right-hand portion of the state. The individuals that we're trying to recruit now for this federal contract is on the western side of the state. But there's also, I believe we currently have, I can't give you the exact number, but we have quite a few open job orders in the janitorial department, landscape maintenance, might even have some photo ID tech jobs opening. So we have quite a few jobs open. And actually for the janitorial jobs at the rest areas, we are offering a $750 sign-on bonus. And anybody that's currently working for us that refers a friend and that friend stays there 90 days or longer, then there's a $300 referral bonus as well for active.
Wow. Unreal.
So, yeah, hiring has been quite a challenge, I think, for a lot of places across the country.
Not just
country.
Us, but everywhere. Right now, it's everywhere.
But especially to have those incentives of the sign-on bonuses might really make a big difference to some folks. It would me. And actually, I think it's kind of interesting that you've got blind people or visual or low vision people doing taking pictures for IDs. Because down here in Florida, it seems as though we might already have some of those people working. Seems as though there's some pretty atrocious. The driver's license pictures being taken. So I wonder how they.
Yeah.
It's hard to picture how you have someone blind taking photos for licenses. But hey, if it works, it works. You know.
Yep. There's a lot of hands-on training and technology and things that we do to work with them to be able to make them be able to perform jobs like that. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
I'd like to do that.
It's just pushing a button on that
window.
Yeah.
You said I took some good pictures.
Yeah.
I used to do some pictures with my iPhone. We'll talk about that later, though. Brenda said that I didn't. I was focusing on the wrong thing. So I don't know.
The jobs that we're recruiting for and a contract that we have right now. Pay $13.49 an hour plus $4.22 an hour for health and welfare benefits. So they're almost $18 an hour.
Wow.
So they're very good paying jobs as well.
I'm telling you, I'm ready to move. That is tremendous.
Yeah.
And Pennsylvania is a good, you know, a good state to live in too. So
yeah, there are about all seasons up here.
Yeah, oh yeah.
As long as you get some good cheesesteaks.
We have those too.
Well, I mean, lots of culture. You know, you between Philly and Pittsburgh, you've got some world class sports. You've got music. About any concert you could ever dream of.
Wait a minute.
Right there.
What's Pittsburgh famous for? Philadelphia's famous for the pretzels. Philadelphia's famous for the cheesesteaks. What's Pittsburgh famous for? I'm talking food.
The what? From Annie Brothers.
Yeah, Manny Brothers is very popular.
Yeah, they're very popular up here, so.
What's it called?
Manny Brothers.
Manny Brothers.
It's actually a restaurant called For Manny Brothers, and they make, like, these burgers that have these crazy toppings, and they have, like, greasy fries on them, bacon, pretty much anything you could think of, but they're pretty.
Yeah, they were on the Food Channel. I saw them on the World Channel thing.
So.
Yep. You have to. Michael doesn't get out much, so he doesn't know about that Manny Brothers stuff. But I've heard about him.
Yeah.
So Lori, tell us what the chain of events would be. If somebody is listening right now, they're thinking, I don't know, I don't even know what to do. What's she talking about? What would they do? What would be the first step?
Well, the first thing they could do is that they could actually place a call to our human resources department to Carly Brandt, and that number is 724-734-5855. They could also apply online at www.keystoneblind.org. They have to be able to pass a pretty extensive background check for these jobs in particular, because they are working with different phases in the government.
That leaves me out right there.
To start the process would be to call Carly, and she would be able to give a lot more information than just what I've given today. And also the website, those would probably be the best two routes.
Want to on our webpage?
Yes.
Everything's on our webpage. So folks, just go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Go on our webpage, and you can see Keystone and pull it up Keystone. And all the phone numbers are there.
Tell us a little bit again about some of the job positions open. If people tune in all the time during the show, they might have missed it.
Well, the job right now, we're currently hiring 3 to 4 individuals for a federal mailroom contract, and that's the one that's offering the $1,500 sign-on bonus. We also pay for relocation. That's the jobs that are the $13.49 an hour plus the $4.22 for health and welfare benefits, and they can choose their benefits from almost like a cafeteria plan. We also have landscape maintenance jobs open. We have various janitorial jobs that are open, and we also, I believe, have a few photo ID openings as well. So quite a few.
So these are low vision jobs.
Yes, these are jobs. The federal contract is actually low vision for blind and visually impaired, and then the janitorial landscape maintenance would be for any individuals with any disability.
Well, so great opportunities for sure.
Yep, absolutely.
And the signing bonuses.
Yes.
All right, you guys.
We have the rest.
To call in. Don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind Beyond Radio Show. So call in. You know what? It's free to call in. Just check it out. You may be interested. Rather than sit on your behind and doing nothing, call in.
Well, this is what we do. This is part of our mission to present employment opportunities.
The people always say they don't have a job. There's no jobs for the blind. Well, here's jobs for the blind.
And some darn good ones, too, not just any. So that's great. We appreciate the opportunities that you're having, and appreciate you're extending them out to everyone on the listening audience here. So,
Lori,
we'll know about it.
Let's give out the phone number one more time and the website.
Okay, the phone number to call would be to Carly Brandt at 724-734-5855, and the website is www.keystoneblind.org.
Well, thank you, Lori. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for joining us. And people, when you call in, don't forget to say heard on Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And thank you for joining us, Lori. Thank you very much.
Pleasure to have you, Lori.
All right.
Take care. Have a good week.
Good night. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, some great opportunities.
Yeah. David.
Yes, indeed.
Did we have that chain she's selling, the food chain she's selling?
Yes.
The hamburger?
Yes.
Or Manny's. What was she saying?
Manny's, like M-A-N-N-I-E-S, maybe. I'm not sure how it's spelled, but I know I've heard them on the Food Network before when they're traveling around talking about some great eats from certain cities, and that's like a famous one from there.
Yeah, Pittsburgh has a lot of interesting goodies up there to eat. I've seen them on Facebook.
They do some really good cultural stuff, and I hope my buddy Terry will call in, or Marcy, and give us some favorite eating spots.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away now. We'll be back.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact,
Join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-vision-serve.
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right. For all you folks that are visually impaired or blind, you don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and an interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to KeystoneBlind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Looking for resources and services related to vision loss? The trained staff of the American Printing House for the Blind Connect Center Information and Referral Line are here to help. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit our website, aphconnectcenter.org, to access our community calendar, our directory of services, as well as our websites. The APH Connect Center, providing resources to guide children, parents, adults, and job seekers who are blind or visually impaired to greater independence and success in their lives. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit aphconnectcenter.org for more information.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yes, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, if you can use your finger to call in, is 407-894-1680. Do you have that? Do you need more information?
It's 894-1680.
Right now, it's trivia time, trivia time, trivia time. David, you're up here, trivia.
All right, since I'm the guest host, I get to choose. Yahoo! All right, this song was done by several people over several different decades. And I like to give away prizes, so I'm anxious to hear who did this song. And I don't care if you're picking who did it in the 60s, 70s, or later. I want to know who did this song.
Whose song is singing it right now?
Wow, he's really leaving it.
Oh no, I'm happy to hear there's like two or three groups. Oh, yeah. And you can choose any of them if you know who did this song. Tell me.
You're leaving.
All right, who's singing this song right now? Let's go. 407-898.
Sometimes there's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel. Love you. Oh,
right, that's good enough, Chris.
Okay, that's enough, Chris.
Who did that song, my friends? Call us up, 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Operators are standing by. Call before midnight tonight. No, actually, call in the next couple of minutes. You need to call right away if you want to win a prize. 407-894-1680. Who did that song? Everybody Plays the Fool.
You were very lenient, David. I like what you did. You said, doesn't matter which decade, just name somebody.
If you know the song, yeah. Whoever sang it when you knew that song.
Was it Moishe Pippig and the Five Dwarfs?
You're close. It was actually Peter Pancreas and the Vital Organs did that song originally. Yeah. No, actually, it was not them. But someone knows, I'm sure, and hopefully they'll call in here in just a minute. Because operators are standing by. Our operator, Chris, the man that does everything.
All righty, well, I'm ready. I got two callers on the phone line, RAT, now as we speak. All the way from the city called Beautiful, that's right, Orlando, Florida. We have the one, the only, the professor herself, I call her, Miss Sheila Young. And then all the way from Lake Worth, Florida, which is just right by Palm Beach area, we got our man Gary from Lake Worth, Florida. So our first caller was the one and only, the professor. So let's lock in the professor herself, the one and only, Professor Dr. Sheila. Sheila, how you doing?
I'm okay. Hi.
Hey, Sheila, what's up, girl?
I just called this.
Have you rested up from the big...
I want to prove to Michael that I can use a phone. So I was just calling in to say hi.
I lost part of that. I might tell Michael and I lost it.
You got to prove that you can do what now?
That I had to prove that I could dial a phone, so...
And you did a darn good job.
Anyway...
So do you know who did that song? That's the question.
Well, I know who it is, but I'm not going to do that because I think I've won recently, and it's okay. But anyway, I just called to say hi, and I, too, wish Charles a very happy birthday, so... Anyway.
That's very nice. I'm glad you could dial the phone, too. See, you had your fingers to dial.
I bet you did know who did it, though.
Bye.
I'm sure you knew.
Take the number.
Good to hear you, Sheila.
Good to hear you, Sheila.
Sheila. Wait, are you still there, Sheila?
No, she just let go.
All right, let's take the next caller.
All right, Gary from...
Hi, Michael.
That's Gary from Lake Worth, Florida. Gary, how you doing?
I'm doing fine tonight. How's everyone there?
All right. What's happening in Lake Worth tonight?
Kind of quiet, waiting for the rain to come.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Gary, is this Gary from South Florida?
Yes, it is.
Oh, how you doing? I haven't heard from you for a long time.
Yeah, well, I've been listening. I've just been not calling.
He's flying under the radar.
Yeah.
So to speak.
We haven't heard from you in a long time.
Gary has been listening for years and years and years.
We missed you.
Well, that just shows how
old
we are.
I'm glad you decided to jump on it.
Yeah. So who do you think it is singing?
I think it's the main ingredient.
You are right.
Main ingredient?
Yeah, that's right.
I wasn't even close. I didn't know about the main ingredient.
Can you tell the other one?
You know about Aaron Neville?
Main ingredient.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Subway.
You're good, man. I had a feeling.
$10 gift card. Come your way, Gary.
You sounded educated. I knew you knew right away.
I never even heard of that. Is that a group?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Well, it's an oldie group.
No, I never heard of it. I can't be an oldie.
Yeah, you wouldn't have known about oldies, that's Michael guy. He doesn't know any more oldie stuff.
I don't know them.
No, they would have been... when would that have come out, Gary? Would you? I think that's like early 70s or late 60s, probably.
Right. That was like mid-70s.
That was with the Temptations.
I'm not sure.
Mid-70s. That's when I believe that's when it came out, like right around mid-70s, 74, 5, somewhere right around in there.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And then one of my favorites, Aaron Neville. The Neville Brothers did a great version of it, too, later.
Yeah.
Gary, before you hang up, don't forget to give your address because we might not have it anymore. We haven't heard from you in such a long time.
Okay.
Hey, Gary, hold on one moment.
Yeah.
Don't hang up. I'm finna talk to you off the air, off the phone line, all right?
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Here's the other version of it.
Crying. You say you're even thinking about dying.
When you hear the chorus, you'll recognize.
Who's this singing?
This is Aaron Neville.
Aaron Neville? Never heard of that.
Oh, of course he's a New Orleans man. So anyway.
That's Aaron Neville right there. You're not ready for that one, Mike.
Yeah.
That's after your time.
One of my favorites. I think Chris sounds like him. When Chris is in good voice, he can do some Aaron Neville.
You know, I can do
stuff.
Everybody plays the fool.
Yeah, there you go. See?
No,
sure, when you,
to the room.
He can have a headache, a sore throat. It don't matter to him. He's still singing like a bird. Or Chris. He sounded beautiful. No, it's true. Aaron Neville's an awesome singer. And I hate to tell you, Michael, he actually does go back into the 50s. He's been around for a long time. He did the song Tell It Like It Is. You remember that song, didn't you? That would have been probably early 60s.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you sing a song, like David? David,
I
we
want to
hear
that.
A song. We want to hear a song.
You want to hear a song? Okay, let's see. We'll see. I'll do a song for you. I'm going to do an original song just because. And out of totally left field, I just wrote the song like about a week ago. So I might remember some of the words. Maybe I won't. Just depends. We'll see. But this kind of relates to, you know, the last several songs I've played on the show have been kind of COVID related. First, it was I Want to Be Quarantined with You. And then once we were close to the end of the COVID crisis, I did a song called Hold On. So this next song is talks about after COVID, everybody's got your vaccines. We're getting together, going to parties and stuff. And quite often, you don't get to see everybody all at one time. So this is a song called It's Not a Party Till You're Here. So this goes out to Chris, because it's not a party till Chris is there, you know?
Drank a few beers, went through some memories, and we shed a few tears. But it ain't a party till you're here. All the foods they say you can't go wrong. Got the rest, you know it ain't too long. You know the band that plays my favorite song, but it ain't a party till you're here. Man at the door, take you go to the door. You don't mess around at the store. Going crazy, the curtain will run. But it ain't a party till we see your mug. Oh no, just about midnight, it's starting to rag. Ain't no police, man, I tell you this shot. Because you hear the party around the block, you know it ain't a party till y'all hear. Got a man that takes your coat at the door. To the team, man, talking to me good low. They're getting crazy, man, I cut the rug. But it ain't a party till we've seen your mugs. Oh no, it's just about midnight, it's time to ride. Oh, the police, I tell you, it's a shock. Cause you can hear the party round the block. You know that it ain't a party till y'all hear. It ain't no party. No, it ain't no party. No. It ain't no party. It ain't no party till y'all here. Whoa, no, no.
Amen. Wow, wow, wow.
So how about that?
That's something else, David. You know, I'm trying to think who you sound like. I'm not. You're a cross between Ray Charles and Moshe Pippig.
People have said I sound a bit like another guy that would have been a little bit after your time, Dr. John. He's he's another famous New Orleans guy, but Chris knows him. He actually just passed away a short bit ago. Dr. John.
You know, that goes in there. I got to ask you people a question. The next hour, I want people to call in. I'm curious. Since 1950, there have been a lot of singers, whether it be men or women. Who would you say is your greatest singer that left a mark always singing in this country?
Man or woman?
Man or woman. Anybody can say anybody. I think, who do you think made a thing with you? Anybody? David?
Impression. See, my opinion would be would probably be Nat King Cole.
My father made recipes. Love
although that. I do like Paul McCartney for a lot of songwriting, but Nat King Cole, and then it would either be Ella Fitzgerald or Billie Holiday for singers. That's mine.
Funny, they're not that well known. Everybody. Everybody does not know Billie Holiday. Everybody does not know Billie Holiday. As great as she was, people don't know. I know her.
I don't know, Michael. I beg the difference. I think a lot of people know about Billie Holiday.
I had to just pick myself up off the floor there. I wish you could have seen it, Chris.
Yeah. A lot of people.
I'll tell you what I was thinking. One of the greatest singers made an impression with me.
Ethel Merman?
No.
No. Okay,
I was going to say the great Johnny Mathis.
Mm, okay.
I wouldn't have picked him, though.
No?
But he was great, and he was famous, and certainly
an icon. How about Frank Sinatra?
All right, Frankie's okay. I mean, he was famous. I wasn't a fan of Frank, but he was a tremendous icon, for sure. You know, he was he was the crooner of all time. Him and Bing, that is. Bing Crosby, don't forget him. He was quite a crooner himself.
Another great one left a mark with us is Ray Charles.
Yeah, Ray was a great one. For sure. See, but call in and let us know who you think was the best singer. It doesn't have to be old time anyway.
Great. It's somebody who left an impression with them. Somebody who left an impression. So 1950, can you name a singer or woman or man that left their mark on this country of ours?
I mean, they could have come out in 1990, but since 1950, anyway.
Okay, call us at 407. Go ahead. 407-894-1680.
And that other number, that's 1680.
What were you going to say, Chris? What were you going to say?
All right, so I got several that made an impression to me personally. I go further back than 1950, though.
We're talking 1950, though.
Okay.
Not earlier than 1950.
All right.
Hey, Chris.
Yes, sir.
And you can't say the guy that did Grammar Rock either. That doesn't count.
All right. So Michael Jackson was one. Michael Jackson was a singer and an entertainer from the male point of view. And from the female point of view, I definitely have to go with the late, great Miss Aretha Franklin.
Oh, yeah.
Aretha Franklin. I'd go along with that one, absolutely. Michael, I don't think so, my opinion. Aretha, I say absolutely.
I can definitely see why you say Michael, though, because he covers just decades,
right.
And he was a hell of an entertainer.
Right.
Yeah, entertainer, yes, but that voice. The point is.
Michael can hit notes that most men can't and won't.
That's true. Still, my favorite was when he was younger. So I was a big Jackson 5 fan.
Yeah, Mike was a good singer.
Yeah, and
but like I said, that's for me though.
Well, you made some good choices.
You're
for
saying
sure.
Entertainer.
Yes. Oh, he's a singer too.
He was a great. He was a well great entertainer. But Mike was well known across the world. It don't matter where you went. It was a sold out crowd wherever you went.
If any of our listeners would like to call in and have an opinion on who is a great singer, and if they would like to spin the board, now's the time to call in. Maybe you want to spin the board.
I've got one other thing I'd like to toss out there, too, along with whoever you think is your most impressioned vocalist of all time. I also want to know what your favorite toy was when you were growing up. I know we cover a lot of different... no, I'm not talking about those kind of toys. No, I'm actually... when you were really little, little tiny things were blocks were plenty. But you know, eventually people get into these advanced toys. But I'd love to hear, like for me, I think the squirt gun was probably the most perfect toy. We had a great time with squirt guns. But I was just discussing toys with a good friend of mine, and when we were young in the 60s and 70s, we had toys that later were banned. We had toys that would launch things like these little spherical projectiles, and now they turn them into Nerf things, and they're not so painful. But back then, we'd shoot them and you pop somebody in the eye with it, and that would be it. You know.
Okay.
So I'd love to hear what different toys.
All right. Well, listen. Let's go to the phone line. Oceanside, New York is in the building. He said, I got two names for you, and I don't know how you left these two names off the list. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Let's go talk with our good friend, Howie, from Oceanside, New York. Howie, how you doing?
Good evening.
All right, Howie.
He said, we left off two names, and we tripping.
Unbelievable. You forgot, you don't mention the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley.
Oh, we're just getting warmed
up. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Elvis Presley. Oh my goodness!
He was a singer, wasn't he? I heard of him.
Female is
who's the other person besides Elvis?
For all these years, Barbara Streisand.
I was going to say Barbara. I was going to say Barbara. Barbara Streisand. She was fabulous. Lynn was thinking about Barbara. Yeah.
She was
tremendous.
Let's not put her in the past tense. She is fabulous.
No, she's still putting out very active.
Yeah.
Quite a talent, indeed. So, no, you, touche, you had some good choices there.
Okay. Good to talk to you guys.
Elvis, he had a good voice, though.
Yeah, we can't rule out Elvis. Elvis ran the music scene for a decade or two, almost.
And you gotta think that as a group, the Beatles are... near the top of the list.
No, I wasn't thinking about groups. I was thinking about an individual.
Yeah, if you do say groups, if we do come back with groups, then you got it. You absolutely right. The Beatles.
So include McCartney.
Oh, we're talking right now a singer McCartney or man or woman. Barbara Streisand, 100% agree with.
Right.
We're gonna go to the top of the hour for the break.
Howie, thanks, man, for calling in, buddy.
Take care, guys.
Listen to the Blind Radio Show. Don't go away.
We'll be right back.